Shalom, shalom, praise the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah. Oh, we're all so excited this morning. I'm so excited. I've just been flitting around here and going this way and going that way. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, glory to God for the triumph of our new President of the United States, Donald John Trump. Praise the Lord, our majority in the Senate and I believe in the House. But I'm so humbled and so grateful, dear WWPs, that he has prepared and used this company of prayers, our Lord, our Father. He's used us in such a supernatural way. I don't know if anybody could feel quite like we do this morning because we have shared so much. Oh, there's many other praying people and many other who are victorious, but we've been knit together in this so supernatural way. Since the last election in 2020, he poured out his spirit upon us, and he's let us experience tongues and interpretation operating in the way that he designed them to operate. Dear WWPs, dear prayers, he has used you who are committed to him, committed to this call. And for the last 10 days, a daily prayer together. And you were committed and you sent your names in that you would sit in your seats of authority, that we would have a fair and honest election. And I think everybody was surprised. I think they were surprised that we got the results so quickly. And that's because you had been sitting in those seats. I know it's God, of course, but he used you to sit in your seats of authority. You were faithful to come to Branson for Autumn Assembly. I'm getting ready to send out a report on it. My heart is just bubbling over. I'm going to send a magazine-like thing with pictures in it. Praise the Lord. You came, and our prayers there were so pointed and so anointed. I really am blessed by the fact that yesterday on our daily call, he had instructed us with one word, rejoice. We were not to repeat our prayers that we'd been praying. We were not to so much use our authority, but his instructions were to rejoice. And I opened that phone key, and I mean I heard you rejoicing all across America. And he gave us the scripture of Joshua rejoicing, and then the walls fell at Jericho. Well, folks, another wall fell last night. I wasn't really, until I was watching the elections reporting, I really was not so cognizant of what they called the blue wall. They were three states that nearly always went blue, and they were a wall that had to crack, and it cracked. Oh, my goodness. And then the thing is, God's been saying to us, just last prayer call, he said, church, you will have everything you prayed for. And do you remember those calls? This one is from September 25th. I have defeated your enemy all through me, in Israel and here, underlined. Trump will win. You pray for him and his helpers. This company, I am leading you in prayer to complete this assignment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. And then, yes, go ahead, Max.
No, I don't want to interrupt you. Keep going. I just have a few things to share when you're done.
Okay. All right. And then on 9/18, he said to us, and this was emphasized, she will not be crowned. It is my rules. And you are to pray for what is yet to come. For he is first. Keep the faith, church. And I was looking back through all the times I mark in the back of my books whenever he mentioned Mr. Trump. And this is from August 7. They fell on their knees, and the favor is given to. And then he underlined these three things: Benjamin, Trump, and my church. Bless the Lord, folks. Oh, my goodness. And I do want to say here at the first, before some of you have to leave, I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon today. So can't guarantee what time we'll get to praying, but you can go online to billybrim.org and join us. Go ahead, Brother Max. I know you're rejoicing.
Oh my goodness. Yesterday, I didn't even wait for the results because I know he's going to win. Why? Because the Lord told us he is going to win.
That's what he did.
And here we are this morning, and we believe. So I just want to share that I got a phone call this morning at 6:30 a.m., and that actually came from the team and from a very significant person that I've been talking to. He said, thank all the WWPs and Dr. Billy and you, Max, of course. And he said that we did not pray the prayer of show, but we prayed the prayer of sincerity. That's his exact word. So I just want to...
What were the initials of that person?
Very much right hand.
The one that begins with D?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
so this person,
he said,
I know
he
is,
said
is,
you prayed with sincerity. Go ahead.
Go ahead and read again what he said. Now, this man is always with Mr. Trump, always with him. And so read again what he said.
He said, I wrote him down here. He said, thank all the WWPs, so of course they know of all of us, Dr. Billy Bram and you, Max, of course. He doesn't want to isolate me here. And he said that we did not pray the prayer of show. Now, I don't know where that came from, but this is his words, that we did not pray the prayer of show. We prayed the prayer of sincerity, meaning like, you know, we are sincere in our prayer.
Right.
We yield
mm-hmm.
to the Spirit
mm-hmm.
of God. Yeah, yeah. And he just, mm-hmm. they just overwhelmed. They just, and they told me that they know. And I, you and I talked about this on Monday. And thank you for sharing what the Lord told us, that she will not be crowned and he will win. And folks, that's really what we need to focus on. You know, when God tells us something, we are to stand and make sure that we are in the same alignment because he said it. He said it.
Mm-hmm.
So
he said
we know
it,
that
and,
he said it.
He not only is informing us. This is one thing I want to point out, and I have to point it out to myself. He's not only informing us these things. We're praying these things.
Correct.
He has used all the saints in prayer, 2,000-plus people, to pray these very words into being.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I could not say thank you enough to all of you whom God called all the saints in prayer. Oh, my goodness. Do you believe in the power of prayer? Do you believe what God has said and shared with us? Do you believe that he is showing us thanks, things to come? Praise God.
Yeah.
Not only is our prayer life greatly enhanced by praying together, but our faith. My goodness, Max, it's exactly as you said. Our faith, it has grown, and I'm trusting the Lord will continue our prayer calls with us for the next 4 years, because I believe the next 4 years, which are the last 4 years in the Shemitah cycle, I believe they're so important. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about this at noontime. Oh, I've been looking forward to this call today. How about you, Max?
Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, I am. I slept for 3 hours. I mean, I was up until 11. Then I'm like, oh, there's no blue wall. It's all red wall. Praise
oh,
God.
Max,
you know, he make a way.
He had us rejoicing. He just had
yes.
us rejoicing. And that yes. wall fell.
It fell. It fell. I mean, it fell. It fell. They're talking this morning, they've never seen such a number of Republican. I mean, the electoral vote and the majority, millions of Americans. And this is God. This is God. This is Jesus himself.
Mm-hmm. And these 4 years, I'm believing that God's going to give us, and we're going to pray, cooperate with him for an awakening to God.
Amen.
I really believe that's what's going to happen. Oh, my Jesus, and a harvest of souls.
You know, Miss Billy, this really just hit me. I've been talking about Genesis 12. You know, the scripture, bless who bless thee and curse who curse thee. I've been really preaching about that a lot. And
good
see,
for you.
When we pray, when we bless, look what happened to our nation.
Yes.
When we pray, he wanted to bless us by blessing Israel. He wanted us to stand with Israel. I mean, there isn't any other president support Israel.
No.
I'm telling you right now, the guys I know, also I got a text from them. They said, now we can sleep and stretch our legs because they know. In Israel, because they know. I believe Guy is so happy.
Oh, don't you know it. And listen, go on my blog. I posted these videos of them praying in ancient Shiloh. Very religious Jews, where the ark stood for 369 years. Go to my blog, billybrim.org, and watch the videos I posted. All over the world, people were touched by God to pray, and they prayed. And now we're rejoicing. And you know, my next phone call next Wednesday will be from Israel. I'll be in, I think it's Tel Aviv, on my very next phone call, on our very next phone call. And I'm going to be rejoicing, and I'm going to hear what those Jews are thinking over there, those Israeli Jews. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I'm praying that I'm going to be leaving here Monday, so I will be in Jordan, but I'm just waiting on the rest of the funds to come for me and my son Sammy so we can travel and be with the Quinn on Monday.
Well, so, maybe you'll be in Jordan as I'm in Israel, and whatever, we'll be where God wants us, that's for sure.
Amen, amen.
And you folks will be where God wants you, right on this phone call. And I do believe he's going to continue it with us. He started this phone call just after the elections. And I believe our number one assignment was what has happened yesterday. Now, and what is happening in Israel. Now, I believe the Lord will continue on. I'm trusting that he will. And let us, because we've been well honed, he's shaped you. The Lord said, I am building up, as a nation, builds up an air force. I am building up a prayer force. And he has built you up. He has honed you. You're ready. And, oh, God, I do pray in the name of Jesus that you will let us continue this on throughout this administration, that you can get from it everything you need. We want to thank you, Lord, and praise you, Lord. We want to thank you for your protection for President Donald John Trump and his family. We want to thank you, Father, for his guidance and direction. And, oh, Holy Lord, we do thank you for his election.
Yes.
How marvelous and wondrous you are. How marvelous, wondrous and working that you would use us, that you would allow us, you would pour out your spirit upon all flesh. And we qualified, Lord, and you did it. And you let me see, Father, like you showed me in that vision, you let me see tongues and interpretation operate like it was designed to operate, and like it did from that very first day in Jerusalem. And, oh, Lord, we offer up ourselves to you for service in the upcoming years and every day and every moment of our lives. In Jesus' name, we want to thank you, Father, and thank you and praise you and praise you and thank you. Thank you for delivering us out of the hand of evil. And thank you, Lord. Oh, my Lord, my dearest Lord. Friña na kwahalito la gobri frato shwa da la kongara kapachanya na kwagi diende. Ikai shanto masito ke patio igilinta. Mesh kwan shwa kale kompebre tu shwa nye ne kwa. Isturu kupa. Ili to la bratania kalaminya na kakayan talavaya nanye nenenia ejita kaya na kola kaparita libro dova kiene vele hitua Ilele toroniana, che bello ora tiene. Oh, la vita lo, gravida nierno, che le bella haia mia nonnia. Ma si otto la vina mio. Bijoa na coroco devre. Gavro do joa, tia na cara que taia na cala capito. Gele batalaila manyo broto le pele pe anyo no nakiato lo balita laila i che le gole capratia ma shondo le gole katashka tanche le godo shaptana le cabra che tocco prati Bel to shwan da la gahara kandiana kora katash katanje de go prakif katanje de go to shakche. Bili dwa shwa la barakataya na kora kondiona no nombri ka fraka la kaya na kala ka kabraka da gonje na go doshka. Shanto to do go shento do go tombri ka to go le ke vle pretwa le kare kangara diana na kora kondash ka da bi kala kaya. E bili tua, ma shotele kubri kafra. Kavido nyerto, ma gala kaya na kahalaita, ale gangange, e le tete kahai. Kuribash kodo djenye. I jidin kam bruenyo no kwa halakaya na kohro kodavri bele to, pra kalakaya na ganga, ya na, ya na 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 nye le kohro kodombre, le bele pi. Na carito giri do joa majuta karakataya karakataya na korokotonye e kalakaka brakale kohorokonje le bratoshkanje ne kokapli diliko do ochenge oh no si prata salante tiko prakeche e shanto lo kodoho shabre levato Miguania na coro con d'ombrelli, turo con tosche de cabala, braca don genie, i calacaia no coro con d'ogno, no coro con d'ogno, no coro, ma na caia na coro con bre, 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 don schwa, i geni ma curatia, bre, niene coro con la caiata, gali valandonia mero coria maniana na gabai, Toro ko vede di koho jan ye na koro manye ne kado da lai bagi toro manya. Hipanyo no kobra. Kele kabra sen janyo no koro ko dabri ko lo kodo lo gombali do lo gondiana lo goro gabala gabaya no koro koto. Ijana koro minya ala koro mananye e kele kaba achonya ni kara kali deno kara kali dalong dala bali dalong dalai. Ijanda no kara yana karonda lekke vadya baka anya neka oka la kalai la halali Que belle est ma copre et je n'ai caca. Eh, mato, 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 mato. Pauvregne, pauvregne mia, pauvregne mia canda, calivecho, 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 capragne ne corocodosca, joa ne corocotò, la malacayada. Mesho talakaya, kambele dushka dobre, mele kare nanye, amila toro mananye, moro makaya ne kokalaka, ha, 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 rabalakai. Danyo no goro batashka. Ishata no bolo hushambi le koka. Mikala hala korona naka. Sheto no bohom braha rakatashka da prekti. Ine kom brehe katya. Isha no makwerya. Esu to brakyani. E já de corre, só pela compra e capacete. Mene qua, chateate. E libera do Joshua, machote, malita. Cabra cale con giano, le cojuro con dos que te bate. Igele koholai, mashoto, mashoto, mashoto. Ika lakaya nakwa. Ibele toa maratishka tanshu. Ijili korotai, makarako donchi, dikotuhu shakti. Kufrika de koholai. Nanyo nakwelio. Me tora badashka tan chedigodushka. My God, Holy Father, Rikani ono kohola kapi. Ishan tolo kohoro kobe katakaflanti ana komtondono gomjoshke debre katakashka. Metoro, 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 metoro. Igalavra, mashotenye, mashotenye. So, so precious, Lord. Oh, mashandele cabra, mannechuate de gobra, bratinye, no cope. Ashkador manakra kala kore te de kohurjenge na kodoshka ta prake. Ili betwa masho te de kaprakti ane kore manna. Masko nobre ke prati likhai. Kale kobre ke de da da halai la halai la halai la. Kemen ni kwa. Blodi anda la ganda hasanti. Metoro, matoro, matoro. Kivra doji anga de gobraka. Imeni qua. Imeni qua. Ishatoro balahai. Igele godabre ke di ganda hasanti ni koro patoshka kibra. Igala gavredi edan kombra kete kalaila. Kavradesh Kedanyanaka. Malatoto, Malatoto. Holy One, Holy One. Prishku Bravitya. Pravidanyo no queri manyoto no godono kobele vela payana korokodene nishkatyo. Shaktor bete kai yene kahala kai yene kahala de inano no nye bilaka bro. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, God Holy, Divalat, I Mashuta, Mashuta Pena, Nequa, Malato, Brigalakan, Grandisho, Palatito, Palatito, Mohammed. Praise God, you praise God, you praise God, you mikata, makata, makata, makata. Praise your name, praise your name. Oh, blessed art thou, O Makalita Vabanye. Grivacuno combre vidi qua. Ishidora Matone Mekala Tachik. O Masita Lokome, Masita. Fratiano Nombre, Fratishqua. Shindikali vilimbali vediana. Mangolo Jose beletu shandolo cobra bradiano coroco dode cabra. Shindikue dole vele bangara kadashka tachiandolo gojete de cotoho shamcete. Kebretai, kebretai, kebretai. Alevatonia ni qua. Mashotoroko brevre dinyana, kakale denye, kakale denye, kakale denye. Hirapa, no, 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 kofre ta, balatacha. Isheneka, kevele tora manata, kevele tohushwa. Lo, yana bahalaka, yana kalakaka, balabrehenye. Shataloko brava di jarkohoshe. Anjana kore katiti di kahala kaya na kara katacha. Shataloko hule kabla. Ishana kore manika. Matora, matora, matora. Kiele vele itaya. Kumbara godosho dobra. Frogyata. Oh, la batita, la batita, congrete. Ya no me ocurre que dai, ya no cajala, ya no cajala. Y ya to, me acorrojo todo, es que tancho. Y ya no me chua, y ya no le cua. Y ni me cuaro don rende le compra fra castaña, coro con tiebre, vele tushqua. Ishene kangala halaila. Ishene kohucha. Nukho toshke de kambrakya de kotoshke. Ridanyo no kohula gombrakyana kotoshkede bra. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, folks, I had a thought. I believe it came from the Lord that arose up within me as we prayed. Smith Wigglesworth said, I would rather have something like this. I would rather have the Holy Spirit upon me for 5 minutes than to have the world with a fence around it. Folks, we literally have had the Holy Spirit upon us, using us. For 4 years now, the Holy Spirit upon us for 15 minutes. And then the interpretation. It's just mind-boggling. And I'm oh so grateful, oh so thankful, and oh so humbled. The Spirit of the living God who lives within us and is poured out upon us, using us. There's really nothing better, nothing better. And Max says the Spirit comes upon him, and he writes, it's the Holy Spirit, folks. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of prayer. My Jesus, we're thankful, we're thankful. Brother Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Has the Holy Spirit been upon you?
Oh, yes.
And upon everyone on this prayer call.
Thank you,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. My Jesus, we're thankful. We're so thankful. We're so grateful. We can never say thank you enough. Never, 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 never.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's just getting us to yield more and be more sensitive to it. And that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen by our own hands.
No, no.
No. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Okay.
Praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, no.
Oh.
I need to see now. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You're going to have to keep a handkerchief handy like I do. That's right.
You know, funny you said that. I have one of your handkerchiefs that you left in the church.
Oh, you should use it for wiping your eyes. You can cut the legs off. And
I'm not going to use it. I guess in the private, maybe I could, but not in public.
Oh, I thought I'd keep
God
it for
good.
It. Praise God.
All right. Thank you, Jesus. I believe Quinn, you forgot it at the church when you came in. Quinn brought it home, and she folded it, and she put it on the board here with a pen. So now you know that we have one for you whenever we return. But
yeah.
she have the pen of the WWPs on it too. So okay, praise God. All right, first statement, and it is underlined. I delivered my promise. Because of my love for you, I delivered my promise because of my love for you, and that's underlined. I delivered my promise because of my love for you.
Oh,
and this
my.
is the first statement, and it's all underlined. Next statement. Jesus, I am, has overcome the world. Yeah, that's how this statement reads. So I'm just going to read it as it's been given to us. Jesus, I am, or I am, has overcome the world, and you promised victory through faith. And standing in prayer for both nations. Okay, I'll read it again. This is the statement. A little long, but...
Just a minute here.
Okay. Well, I'm
okay, start
again.
Yeah. Start again.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
You know how I would write that? I would write it like this. Now, all original languages don't have any punctuation. None of them in the original scriptures of the Hebrew nor of the Greek of the New Testament. The translators have to supply it. And I believe he is telling you that he is Jesus, I am. But that's his name.
Mm.
And I would do it like this. Jesus, comma, I am, in all caps, printed, comma, has overcome the world.
Okay.
That's the way I would do it. Okay, now go ahead.
Jesus, I am, has overcome the world. And you are promised victory through faith and standing in prayer for both nations.
Hallelujah.
That's the statement.
Hallelujah.
Next statement. In prayer together with my friend and prophet. You can live victorious life through me. In prayer together with my friend and prophet. Oh, this part is underlined. The one I'm going to read, the rest of it is underlined. I just saw that.
Okay. So let me know when you start with in prayer together, and then let me know when you begin underline.
Yes. In prayer together with my friend and prophet. This part is underlined. You can live victorious life through me. So I'll read it again. In prayer together with my friend and prophet, this part is underlined. You can live victorious life through me.
Hallelujah.
And that's the statement.
Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Now we're getting some scriptures here. Romans 8:3. Deuteronomy 20:4. Next statement. Do you see who I am this morning? Church. It is time to act on, scripture here, on Ephesians 6:10-18. Okay, I'll read it again. Do you see who I am this morning? Church, it is time to act on Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18. Do you see who I am this morning, church? It is time to act on Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. Next statement. I chose you. I chose everyone. Oh, I chose you. I chose every one of you for the days yet to come. Pray that they will repent and come to me. Okay, I'll read it again and I'll slow down. I chose you. I chose every one of you for the days yet to come. Pray that they will repent and come to me. And that is the statement. I'll read it again quick here. Make sure everybody write it down. I chose you. I chose every one of you for the days yet to come. Pray that they will repent and come to me. Second Peter 2:9. And then next statement. Oh, just like Joshua. That's the statement. Just like Joshua. Okay. Next statement is, let me see here, is all underlined. So this statement is underlined. Do you understand that I am with you? I will continue helping you to overcome all. A-L-L. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. I'll read it again. Do you understand that I am with you? I will continue helping you to overcome all. And it's all underlined.
Beginning where, Brother Max?
Do you understand all of it? Do you understand that I am with you? I will continue helping you to overcome all. So it's all underlined.
Hallelujah.
Yes. All right. Next line here, scriptures. 1 John 5:4. 1 John 5:4. Hebrews 13:1-6. Hebrews 13:6. Joshua 10:8. Joshua 10:8. Next statement. Do you see John? So this is a line, and there is a scripture in it. Do you see John 16:13 in your life this morning? in your nations, in your church. Church, so in your church, then one more time, the word church. Cyrus, last name, well, Trump.
Now let's just say Trump now.
Okay.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. Church Trump, Benjamin. Okay, I'll read it again.
Yeah, I need
do
to
you
make
see?
Sure I got
it. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see? John 16:33.
Oh, 33
in your,
I said 13.
Well, I don't know what I said. If
what
I
is
said
it?
13, yeah. 33. Correct. Do you see John 16:33 in your life this morning? In your nations? In your church? Church. Trump. Benjamin. That's the whole statement. Do you see John 16:33 in your life this morning, in your nations, in your church? Church. Trump. Benjamin. All right. Moving along. Another statement. Oh, a couple more. Okay. Praise the Lord. Your victory is here. Your victory is here, my children. Your victory is here, my children. Move forward with my hope and love. And that's the statement. Your victory is here, my children. Move forward with my hope and love. Your victory is here, my children. Move forward with my hope and love. Next statement. This is my battle, and you are to pray. Yeah, that's the statement. This is my battle, and you are to pray. This is my battle, and you are to pray. Next statement. He gave us Deuteronomy 20:20-4. Deuteronomy 20:1-4. Next statement is underlined. And it reads like this. My glory over you all. And you are strong in me forever.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the statement. And it's all underlined, all of it. My glory over you all. And you are strong in me forever.
Hallelujah. Praise your name.
Next statement. Also scripture. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. He's giving this to us a lot too. 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. I have, next statement. I have told you all things in prayer when you ask. And I give you answers. That's very much what you're talking about, Elliot. Mm-hmm. I have told you all things in prayer when you ask. And I give you answers.
Yes, you do, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I have told you all things in prayer. When you ask, and I give you answers. All right. Moving along here. John The book of John, 14:1-4, verse 26:2-6. John 14:26. Next statement. My knowledge is manifest. Yeah, that's manifest. Okay. My knowledge is manifest to you today. I am. And that's the statement. My knowledge is manifest to you today. I am. He's emphasizing his name today.
Mm-hmm.
My knowledge
it's
is
just
manifest
the same as if
to
he
you.
Wrote Yod Heh Vav Heh. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Jehovah.
Yeah, my knowledge.
Yahovah, that it's just the same. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. I read it again. My knowledge is manifest to you today. I am. All right. Then he gave us Revelation 21, verses 6 and 7. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, 2-1, verses 6 and 7. Second, Corinthians 2, 14. Second Corinthians 2, 14. Second Corinthians 2:14. Next statement. Keep moving, church. Keep moving, church. And know that I am with you. My protection and power will never leave you. Okay, I'll read it again. Keep moving, church. And know that I am with you. My protection and power will never leave you. And that is the statement. Keep moving, church, and know that I am with you. My protection and power will never leave you. Next statement is Luke, the book of Luke 10:19, 1:9. Luke 10:19. Proverbs 21:31, 3:1. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 31. Next statement is underlined. All of it. All of it is underlined. The one I'm going to read now. Be prepared. Be prepared, but understand that no one can come against you than you is here. That's the statement, and it's all underlined. Be prepared, but understand that no one can come against you. The new is here. Praise the Lord.
Now, how much of that is underlined?
All of it.
From
be prepared. Be prepared, but understand that no one can come against you. The new is here. All underlined. Next statement. You have the victory in me. Oh, wherever you go. And whatever you face, remain in me, I am. Oh, your Lord and Jesus. Okay, I'll read it again. Sorry, but I moved the envelope, I see the rest of it. That's how it's going with me, you know that. Okay. I'll start all over here.
Mm-hmm.
You have the victory in me. Wherever you go and whatever you face, remain in me. I am your Lord and Jesus.
Praise your name.
That is very strong, very powerful. Yes. I'll read it again one more time. Make sure people wrote it down. You have the victory in me wherever you go and whatever you face. Remain in me. I am your Lord and Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Next statement is 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Hebrews 13:1-3, verse 6. Hebrews 13:6. Next statement. Through me, in me, I am with you all. Through me, in me, I am with you all. And that's the statement. Through me, in me, I am with you all. Another Corinthians here. 2 Corinthians 10:4. 2 Corinthians 10:4. Next statement is underlined. And it's all of it underlined, the one I'm going to read now. So 2 Corinthians 10:4, next statement is underlined. And remember that you are called for my purpose in this season. All right, I'll read it again, all underlined. And remember that you are called for my purpose in this season. And remember that you are called for my purpose in this season. And it's all underlined. And he gave us, again, one of his favorite scriptures, Romans 8:28. I believe that's the one you talked about before.
That's the one he's given us more than any.
Yeah, Romans 8:28. All right, next statement. Oh, a little long, but thank you, Lord. I saved him. I saved him for the purpose of loving you and him and the protection of my nations. Okay, I read it again. I saved them.
I saved who? Him or them?
Him.
Okay.
I saved him. Yeah. I saved him for the purpose of loving you and him and the protection of my nations. That's the statement. I saved him for the purpose of loving you and him and the protection of my nations.
Praise God.
That's the end of it. Trust in me.
You know, he says, I am with you. Absolutely, just those words, I am with you, is enough for anything.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It's enough for anything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He actually began and end with the fact that he loves us. Now I have to set up my computer here but it won't take me long. Just about got it. Got it. And this first line, my Jesus, underlined. I delivered my promise because of my love for you. Jesus, I am, has overcome the world, and you are promised victory through faith and standing in prayer for both nations. In prayer together with my friend and prophet, you can live victorious life through me. And the last part is, you can live victorious life through me, is underlined. Romans 8:3. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemn sin in the flesh. I'm going to read that in the ESV. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Deuteronomy 24. For the Lord your God, Jehovah your Elohim, is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Do you see who I am this morning? Church, it is time to act on Ephesians 6:10 through 18. I'm going to read that now. We all know it, but we'll have to, we must read it. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power or strength of his might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having overcome all, stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you shall extinguish all the fiery darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying. This is prayer armor, folks. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication, to the end. Keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Now, next statement. Pray that they will repent and come to me. 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow or slack to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 1 Timothy 9. Yes.
I'm not sure. Did you read, I chose you? I chose everyone.
Oh, no, I did not read it. I did not read that.
Okay.
Thanks for catching me. Okay, but after Ephesians 6:10-18, the armor, then the statements, I chose you. I chose every one of you for the days yet to come. Pray that they will repent and come to me.
Yes.
And then 2 Peter 3:9, of course, says, The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promises. Some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And then 1 Peter 2:9. Haha. But you are a chosen race or generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Next statement, just like Joshua, and then underlined, do you understand that I am with you? I will continue helping you to overcome all. 1 John 5:4. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Hebrews 13:6. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we can confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And then Joshua 10:8. And the Lord said to Joshua, do not fear them, for I have given them into your hands. Not a man of them shall stand before you. Wow.
Wow. He just did
today.
He just did today.
Just did it
in the last 24 hours. In the last 24 hours.
Oh. I don't think anybody's enjoying this more than we are, guys.
No.
Hmm. Because, well, anyway, you know. Do you see do you see John 16:33 in your life? Well, let's see what that says. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace or shalom. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so that said, do you see John 16:33 in your life this morning, in your nations, in your church? Church, Trump, Benjamin. That means every one of those three is supposed to be seeing John 16:33.
We're overcomer.
Mm-hmm. These things I have spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace, shalom. In the world you have tribulation, but take courage. I have overcome the world. That's that scripture.
Wow.
And then after saying, do you see John 16:33 in your life this morning? In your nations, in your church, Trump, Benjamin, your victory is here, my children. Move forward with my hope and love. This is my battle, and you are to pray. Deuteronomy 20, 1 through 4. When you go out to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army larger than your own, you shall not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you. That's Jehovah your Elohim, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt. And when you draw near to the battle, the priest shall come forward and speak to the people and shall say unto them, hear, O Israel, Today you are drawing near for battle against your enemies. Let not your heart faint. Do not fear or panic or be in dread of them. For the Lord your God, and again, that is Jehovah your Elohim, is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory.
Well, he's telling us what's next. He's telling us what's next.
And then, underlined, my glory over you all, and you are strong in me forever. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul says, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of the anointed one, Christ, may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I think if anybody has seen this, Donald John Trump has. Because he came through insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. And in his own self, he's really, you know, just a man. But the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And God made him strong. That's my take on that.
Amen.
Next statement. I have told you all things in prayer when you ask, and I give you answers. Woo, glory. I'm telling you, our faith in that statement is high. John 14:26. But the Comforter, the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Lord will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Next statement. My knowledge is manifest to you today. I am. Revelation 21, 6 and 7. And he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes will inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And then 2 Corinthians 2:14. Had a little snap with my fingers there. Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph in Christ, and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him in every place. Keep moving, church, and know that I am with you. My protection and power will never leave you. Whoa, glory. Luke 10:19. We all know this one. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. And that means they prepared the war horses, and that's their part. They're supposed to do it back in those days. But they had to remember that the victory only came from the Lord. So we do prepare. We do our part. And the next line even begins like that. And it's underlined. Be prepared. Be prepared. Okay, we'll do our part. But understand that no one can come against you. The new is here. You have the victory in me wherever you go and whatever you face. Remain in me. I am your Lord and Jesus. That meant a lot to me headed for Israel. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Hallelujah.
Thank God.
This is it in the Amplified. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old, previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Hallelujah. And then Hebrews 13:6. I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that we may boldly and confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Through me, in me, I am with you all. 2 Corinthians 10:4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This has got me thinking of the term that we use when we use radios, like in my past in manufacturing. We always say 10-4. That means it's done. 10-4. Got it.
Yeah, we got it, Lloyd. Next line is underlined. And remember that you are called for my purpose in this season. Ooh, glory, I love it, don't you?
Thank you, Lord, yes.
Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Max, I'm among the called. Are you in the call?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, folks on this line, we are the called.
We are the called.
The called to the call. Thank you, Lord. We're glad to be called to the call, and we're glad to be called to the Wednesday call, and we love hearing from you and praying with you and working with you.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Got a little carried away there. Now, next statement. I saved him for the purpose of loving you and him and the protection of my nations. I think he's talking about Donald John Trump here.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. And for all of us, and he's talking... He's saying, I saved him. I believe he's talking about that assassination.
Yes.
I believe that's what it is.
I do. And it's for the purpose of loving you, loving us, and loving him. He loved Donald Trump. That's why he saved him, too. But it's also for the protection of my nations, plural.
Yeah.
trust in me. Folks, I'm going to tell you right now, I could exult, I could go on, I could talk to you forever and ever, but I promised to be out at Prayer Mountain, and I've got to get myself around and get ready for that. Praise the Lord, I'll see you out there at noon. Remember, the best way to do it is just to go to billygrim.org and join us online. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.